The Gargoyle by Andrew Davidson. It's a strange feeling when one's body shuts down completely. This vessel that has carried you, that has served you faithfully for an entire life, stops reacting to the commands of your soul. It's almost as if someone has flicked a switch to cut the electricity. I soon understood that even if the river's current did bring me to an opening, it would be too late. My hands would not be able to hook onto its edge, and even if they did, I would lack the strength to pull myself out of the freezing water. The most damning realization was that I could no longer expect our baby to be unharmed. With this, my spirit surrendered. I closed my eyes, because this is what one does when underwater and dying. My body dropped, and all my fear just left. There was a moment of startlingly beautiful acceptance. It'll be easier this way, I thought, with some relief in the final moments before everything went black. What happened next, I can tell you about it, but I can't explain it. Not properly, not in a way that you could understand. At birth, I was given the gift of languages, and I've been perfecting that gift for 700 years, but the words to describe what happened on that day do not exist. Not in English, nor in any other language I know.